This is Best Of Week on the Academic Minute. For the Best Political Science Segment Award, Jennifer LeMessurier, Professor of Writing and Rhetoric at Colgate University, examined using knitting as a form of protest.
While efforts to sway opinion and behavior are often found in the written word, my research also delves into the embodied and the material. Everyday actions like knitting can be sources of rhetorical influence. Such a claim might seem frivolous, but throughout rhetorical history, there is a clear connection between textile work and protest. Throughout ancient Greek writings, such as the Odyssey, there are repeated instances of women weaving messages into fabric when they were not allowed to speak, often using these objects to testify to their experiences of sexual or gender-based violence. Recently, the Victoria and Albert Museum in London added what some may consider to be a rather unusual object to its collection, a hand-knitted pink hat. This hat is best known as part of the Pussy Hat Project, a grassroots initiative to knit and distribute thousands of pink knitted hats at the Women's March on Washington, as a response to the growing national awareness of sexual assault. Project founders Krista Suh and Jana Zweeman launched the hat effort as a sign of solidarity with those who have been victimized, as well as to provide a way for individuals of varying abilities and means to participate in the march. This project is a powerful demonstration of the rhetorical impact of an everyday activity like knitting, with those in positions of seemingly less power creating cunning, alternative rhetorical messages. And in knitting those pink caps, these men and women have joined a long-standing tradition dating back to ancient times. In this case of the Pussy Hat Project, knitters are responding to the serious issue of silenced women by using a stereotypically female craft to create a bold, yet warm, political statement.
That was Jennifer LeMessurier of Colgate University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.